Derek and Juliana Hell. When you hear those names, you likely picture incredible dancing, maybe a judges panel, or even a movie screen.
Yeah, definitely. Two hugely talented people, known by pretty much everyone.
But what really grabbed me, looking into their background, was the huge role their Mormon faith played, in shaping who they are.
Exactly. And that's what makes this deep dive so interesting, right? You sent us this fascinating article from Christian Culture News that really gets into the specifics of, you know, how their upbringing in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, often called the Mormon Church there in Sandy, Utah, how that influenced their paths in entertainment and the values they carry.
Right. The piece touches on, a lot, their family life, some core beliefs of the Mormon faith.
Yeah, their individual journeys too, dance, music, acting.
And that family support, which seems undeniable, plus how they navigate fame while sticking to their beliefs.
And the challenges too, can't forget those, the impact they've had and sort of what's next for them.
So our aim here is to really dig into that connection. How did those early experiences, the principles of their faith, actually contribute to their success in such a tough industry?
Yeah, we want to get beyond just the celebrity profile.
Right.
To understand those deeper influences.
Okay, so let's start at the very beginning. Their family. The article makes it really clear. Their parents, Bruce and Marianne Ho, they were just central, instilling strong values, discipline, and a real commitment to their Mormon faith while raising them in Sandy, Utah.
And what's interesting is how the article suggests this wasn't just like a private thing,
right?
This cultural and religious foundation, it really seemed to shape their whole upbringing, their identities, even as they headed into the very public world of performing.
It's like that grounding influenced how they approached their careers, maybe their moral compass.
Could be. And it wasn't just about faith guiding them, was it? The article also highlights that both Derek and Julianne just had this genuine passion for performing arts right from the start.
Oh yeah, that spark was definitely there early on.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, those core values they learned, like discipline, commitment, those are so crucial for anyone trying to make it in entertainment.
For sure. The hours, the practice.
Exactly. Just the dedication needed for dance alone. That kind of work ethic seems to, it seems to align perfectly with the principles from their upbringing.
So to get a better handle on that upbringing, let's talk a bit about some key Mormon beliefs the article mentions. It talks about a real focus on family values.
Yeah, central. In Mormon belief, family isn't just important, it's like fundamental. For spiritual growth, what they call eternal progression.
Eternal progression.
Right. The idea is basically that family bonds you make here can last beyond this life. So naturally, there's a huge focus on nurturing those relationships.
Okay. And the article also points to a strong sense of community within the LDS church, like regular gatherings, social stuff, service.
Yeah.
Sounds supportive.
Exactly. It really fosters the spirit of, working together, looking out for each other. These aren't just casual things. They often build deep, supportive networks.
That sense of belonging, mutual support, I could see how that would be huge.
Definitely. And the article brings up service, too, as a core part of the faith, reflecting their commitment, their community engagement.
Why service, specifically?
Well, the article implies it's often seen as a direct way to live out their faith, follow the teachings. So this emphasis on giving back likely shaped Derek and Julianne's character, maybe their approach to work and community.
Makes sense. Okay, so with that foundation laid, let's focus on Derek's early journey. Born May 17, 1985, Salt Lake City. Into that devout Mormon family we've discussed.
Mm-hmm. And that upbringing, just steeped in LDS values, really gave him that discipline, that dedication from a super young age.
Yeah.
The article stresses how those early years were just crucial, setting the stage for his performing arts career. Think about the commitment needed just to start mastering something like dance.
And it sounds like his parents were totally behind his interest in dance, really encouraged him.
Absolutely. And that support, plus the values of, resilience and hard work from their faith community, that probably gave him a real leg up.
The article mentions intense training starting at 11. Ballroom Latin contemporary. That's serious.
It really is. Speaks volumes about the support he had, right? And the commitment.
And it wasn't just lessons. The article hints at family involvement in local stuff, community performances.
Yeah.
Getting him that early stage time.
Yeah, those experiences are gold. They build confidence. You start learning how to connect with an audience, feel that energy.
Right.
Then the article highlights a huge step, moving to England as a teen to join that dance group, 2B. That must have been wow.
A massive leap. And like the article says, it exposed him to way more dance styles, different cultures, broadened his horizons, definitely refined his skills.
And when you trace it back to that initial foundation, you see how that unwavering commitment, that deep dance background nurtured early on, mm-hmm. how it all led to Dancing with the Stars and that huge success.
It wasn't just luck then.
Not at all. Years of dedication built on that strong base.
Okay, so now let's shift to Julianne. Born a bit later, July 20, 1988, in Orem, Utah. Same deal. Mormon family, emphasis on hard work, dedication, community support.
Mm-hmm. And just like Derek, Julianne had that passion for dance really young. The article mentions her training, too, at that prestigious Italia Conti Academy in London.
Wow, London, too.
Yeah, shows the family's commitment, right, getting them top-tier training.
And her breakthrough on Dancing with the Stars, I mean, incredible. Two mirror balls. Plus, she just captured everyone's attention.
She really did. But what's interesting is she didn't stop at dance. The article highlights her moves into modeling, acting, even music. She released her own album.
Right, the self-titled one shows a lot of versatility.
Totally. A willingness to explore different creative paths.
And the article suggests her Mormon grounding gave her some stability, helped her stay resilient, positive through all the ups and downs of fame, like an anchor.
Yeah, it makes you think how vital those core values are, especially under that kind of pressure. The article seems to say her upbringing gave her a framework for handling it all.
Absolutely. And speaking of family, the article really hammers home the role Bruce and Mariana played, nurturing talent, giving that crucial emotional support. Paints a picture of a really close family.
It really does. Emphasizes that family importance wasn't just talked about, it was lived. The article says the parents actively fostered creativity, encouraged exploring different artistic stuff.
And that constant support. Must have been critical when they hit the entertainment world pressures.
Exactly. The article implies those strong family bonds were like a grounding force, a reminder of where they came from, no matter how big they got, that safety net, huge.
The piece also mentions the siblings, how they collaborated, inspired each other, that collective family energy.
Yeah, and it wasn't just emotional support, according to the article. It suggests it helped them sharpen their skills, reinforce their commitment to backing each other up through, you know, the good and the bad.
So looking at the whole picture, it really seems their success comes back to that strong foundation. Family values, mutual respect, believing in each other.
The article definitely makes a strong case for that, positioning their story as kind of a testament to family support, especially in a field like entertainment that can be so competitive, so unpredictable.
Okay, now juggling fame and personal beliefs, that can't be easy. How does the article say they handle it? Adhering to their Mormon faith in the public eye.
It's described as a delicate balancing act for sure. And the article acknowledges it's tough, you know, maintaining a public image aligned with your faith in an industry that, well, doesn't always get it or prioritize it.
But it sounds like they make a conscious effort, projecting positivity, authenticity, being intentional about the messages they send out.
Mm-hmm. And that seems to connect with a lot of fans. The article suggests people appreciate their sort of down-to-earth vibe, what they see as a strong moral compass, likely linked to their upbringing.
And they've been pretty open about family and community being important, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which are core to their faith.
Exactly. They use their platform to talk about what matters to them. And by doing projects that align with those values, the article argues they show it is possible to succeed in entertainment without ditching your core beliefs, finding that alignment.
Of course, it's not always smooth sailing. The article also touches on the scrutiny they've faced, that perceived tension between their Mormon background and Hollywood norms.
Right. It's a unique spot to be in. And the article gives a specific example. Early on, getting questions, sometimes criticism, from within their own religious community about choosing careers in dance and performance.
Really? Like it conflicted with traditional values?
Potentially, for some. That's what the article suggests was a point of tension. And then that public scrutiny just ramps up whenever personal struggles hit the news.
Like Derek talking about body image or Julianne dealing with the pressures of fame.
Yeah, those moments put them even more under the microscope. Vulnerability in the spotlight, it can amplify everything.
But the article says they've actively tried to shape their own narrative.
Mm-hmm. Been willing to talk openly about their faith, but also championing authenticity, personal freedom, navigating that tricky space intentionally.
So they're not hiding it, but also defining it on their own terms.
Precisely. The article notes how they talk about their upbringing, giving them a strong moral framework, and how they've tried to challenge stereotypes about Mormons in pop culture. promoting understanding, showing diversity within the faith.
And their impact, their influence, seems pretty significant, according to the article, both in entertainment and the Mormon community, like role models.
Absolutely. Their success across different fields shows young people from similar backgrounds, hey, you can chase your creative dreams and stay true to your values. That visibility is powerful.
And just by sharing parts of their story, their background, their faith,
yeah,
it makes them more relatable, right? More approachable.
Definitely. The article specifically flags their early Dancing with the Stars success as a key moment. It brought visibility to people from a Mormon background in the mainstream, maybe challenged some ideas people had.
And they seemed to use their platforms positively, talking about perseverance, self-expression, community.
Yeah, connecting with fans on those themes. And sharing personal stories, you know, about hard work, determination, that stuff really resonates, especially with younger people maybe facing similar things.
So wrapping up, the article really circles back to their ability to evolve, to grow, but always stay connected to those Mormon roots, those family values. It's a constant thread.
Mm-hmm. And it looks ahead, too. Derek expanding as an entertainer, new tours, acting, Julianne pursuing music, film. They're not slowing down.
But the article really emphasizes that their upbringing continues to influence them, personally, professionally. It's like a guiding principle.
A deep connection, yeah. And ultimately, the piece concludes by highlighting their advocacy for authenticity, for inspiring others to stay true to their beliefs, whatever path they're on, staying grounded.
So as you can see, your sources really paint this clear picture. How deeply Derek and Julianne Howe's Mormon upbringing is just woven into their lives, their careers.
Yeah, influencing everything from that incredible work ethic they have.
Right, to how they handle the crazy complexities of fame.
Hopefully this deep dive has given everyone a thorough but still pretty digestible look at this really interesting part of their story.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? How those foundational values, the stuff you learn growing up, whatever your background, how it keeps shaping you. Even the most public, most demanding jobs.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it even makes you curious about other celebrities, other public figures, how their backgrounds played a role. It's just a good reminder, you know?
Mm.
There's often a much richer, more unexpected story behind the public face we see.